Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm curious your perception of things when you guys all ran into each other at Chicago at the airport.
So I didn't know that we're all be connecting in Chicago. So I was just sitting there eating like a late breakfast. And I just like, did a double take. I saw Jack Anderson first. I saw this big tied up dude walking in the middle of the crowd. And I thought, oh, it must be him. So met him. Then Tommy came out of the blue. So we all just kind of sat there and met each other the first time. Just kind of had some conversation. And then we got on this, probably the smallest plane we've ever been on. So it was like a little bit of musical chairs going on. With rearranging us and trying to get us to the best spot possible. But shout out to American Airlines for getting me exit row. Appreciate it.
Curiosity question. Is flying not fun for you at all? Do you usually try and get exit rows anytime you're in the air?
Yeah, mainly I do. But, I mean, I'm kind of used to it at this point. So once I get on a plane, I know it's going to be a little uncomfortable for a while. So it's just getting used to it.
I cannot imagine. Now being to the Buffalo twice, I mean, after the draft and you're here now and you guys have rookie minicamp this weekend, what have your conversations with the coaching staff been like? What has it been like to talk to Sean McDermott, any of the offensive staff coaches as well?
Yeah, just they fill the room with excitement. I'm very excited to get started. And the energy is really, really high in the building. And I said in the interview before this, I don't think I'm ever gonna need coffee or energy drink or anything to get me going, because I just like walk up in the office and just the atmosphere of the building. I was high energy and I'm looking forward to getting in there, getting work.
Have you gotten to take a look at the playbook already?
A little bit. Yeah. We've had a couple of meetings and just talking about things here and there and things we'll do in the rookie mini camp. So I'm just getting in the playbook and trying to break it down and learn as much as I possibly can. And once the veterans come in, just learn from them as well. But I'm taking it head on.
What are your first thoughts by looking at an NFL playbook? I know Tommy said that you guys are going to be installing some things this weekend. So getting your eyes on that for the first time, how are you digesting all of that?
I think Coach Johnson's doing a very good job of helping me get through the playbook and learn the system, things like that. I've learned that everything's kind of the same, but everybody uses different verbiage or maybe it's just a little different here and there. So it's just really breaking down and getting the little things right. So I'm looking forward to advancing in the playbook. I'm just getting the intro right now, but I imagine there's much more to come.
Thanks, Spencer.
Thank you.
Hey, Spencer. John Morrow with the Associated Press. Fascinated by the story that Tommy told us, about this whole flight thing. Take me through how that happened. Did you get to the gate first? Who got to the gate first and who noticed the other folks first?
I was at the gate first, and then, like I said, I was eating breakfast, and I just, like, looked over, and I'm like, yeah, it has to be him. So I just, like, got up and went over to Jack, met him. He was actually sweating. I'm like, what's going on with you? And he's like, oh, my gate was all the way on the other side. And I just landed, so I just, like, ran through a bunch of people. So I was just, like, running through zigzagging. So that was his story, and then out of the blue, Tommy came. I don't know if he's sitting on the other side, and he just didn't see me, or I didn't see him, but he just, like, came right over, and we just kind of sat there and talked until the plane ride, and then I was next to an old, nice lady. And then, like I said, it was a small plane. So I was like taking up 80% of the aisle, and Jack had the same thing going on. And then Tommy had the exit row right away, but there's like musical chairs there for a little bit. I moved to one spot because someone was with her husband. And I moved to the next spot and I moved to the exit row. And then Jack got moved all the way to the first seat on the plane. He might as well have been driving the plane. He was so close to it. It was quite the deal. I think people were kind of getting irritated because they were just like shuffling us around for 15 minutes.
Tommy also said that, there's Bills fans on the plane and they recognized you guys. You took a bunch of pictures together. does that surprise you? I mean, that's kind of like an introduction to Buffalo moment for you guys and what Bills Mafia is all about. I mean, what were your impressions about being recognized, you know, and just the attention that you guys got?
It's awesome. I think the Buffalo fan base is super genuine and the best fan base out there. And that's what I'm seeing right now in just the beginning days that I've been here. I mean, I did that when I first came out. The guy that took my ID at the airport, I was getting on a plane to go home, and he's like, good luck this year. And so, like, everybody's involved in the city and it's all about the Buffalo Bills, which is awesome. And then come from Northern Iowa, I never had to take pictures or anything like that. So it's pretty fun to interact with fans, though. I love it.
Does it remind you maybe a little? I mean, it's a bigger city, of course, but does it remind you have that small town feel that, you know, a lot of guys really talk about here?
Yeah, 100%. Buffalo. Like the thing, the lady I was talking to on the plane before I got moved, we were just talking about things to do outside of Buffalo, and she was super nice and genuine. And we didn't really talk about football. We always talked about, like, what's going on in Buffalo and things like that. So in the back of my head, I was thinking, like, that's like the Iowa Nice that everybody likes to talk about. That's just what I felt on the plane and at the airport, and then just going on the community and seeing people. And they say good luck or, hey, I saw that and that. But it's awesome. I really do enjoy it.
Pardon me for asking one more question and taking up a lot of the time here, but was she a Bills fan?
She was. She's a Bills fan.
For how long? I mean, so did she know who you were?
It says she grew up in Buffalo, and she's been a Bills fan, so I'm sure she had, like, come off, like, face paint and everything on a plane, but she said she grew up in Buffalo and has been a Bills fan forever. She started the conversation, so I'm guessing she might have had a small inclination that three large men were flying to Buffalo. So I think the image was there in her head.
Thanks a lot, Spencer.
Thank you.
Hey, Spencer, Matt Prino from Syracuse.com. You talked about, you know, getting onboarded here and starting to, you know, take a look at the playbook, talking to Bobby Johnson. I wonder if you could take me back to this last year working with Joe Staley. And I'm curious how much of that kind of one-on-one attention and maybe NFL prep work really prepared you for not only what you're about to do here at rookie minicamp, but over the next couple of months here as you prepare for your first NFL season.
Yeah. So learning with Joe was a surreal moment. I mean, watching his tape when he's the Niners, when I was in college, they were installing plays and, like, this is how the Niners do it. It's how one of you guys do it. So then, and then going to his house, learning firsthand is a surreal experience. And then I think he really just kind of blew the doors off the hinge with like the schematics, everything, and the lingo, because I didn't know how to identify anything, and he just kind of opened the door up to that. But not only that, but he kind of, like, installed things to me. So it was like the first time I wasn't listening to how to install outside zone at Northern Iowa for the first time in 5 years. So it was good to learn something else and kind of be in a room and start from the ground up and kind of build your way up, and then just building on those every single day. And that's kind of what I've done with the playbook now, is just start with the basics and work my way through it, kind of how I did with Joe. And he just really, really helped me out a lot, just seeing things differently than just Northern Iowa. This is how we do it. So that was a big key for me.
The Bills are notorious for their pre-draft meetings of really digging down with the prospects and getting to know them on an intellectual level, how much they understand ball, you know, in a lot of different terms. How much of that experience with Joe helped you in those not only with the Bills, but anybody in those pre-draft meetings, kind of setting things up with where you are in terms of your knowledge?
It helped a ton. I mean, I remember, like, sitting in meetings, and not only the Bills meeting, but other pre-draft meetings, and they're just trying to see, like, your base knowledge things, and they're drawing it up, and I already have the answer in my head, so I'm just waiting for them to finish. And that's to Joe's help, and he just, like I said, he just advanced my game to a whole nother level, mentally and physically, and I appreciate everything he's done for me, and I talk to him just about every week. So he's a good mentor to have in my corner. Have any questions or things outside of football and help handling, he's just going to be a good resource for me, and I appreciate that a lot.
And how did that relationship come about? How did you even, you know, think to go out there and work with him?
He has the same agency as I do. Obviously, he retired and still want to be around the game a little bit. So I got out there last week in August, and I was with him until I left in March. So we met every single week, and he's really developed me quite a bit.
Awesome. And finally, have you ever experienced anything on social media like you probably did after you posted that that table video?
No, I have not experienced anything quite like that. That was didn't really know what was going to happen with that. I was a little nervous, but I'm like, it'll be all right. So it turned out all right, and I don't think I'll be doing it again anytime soon, I don't think.
Thanks, Spencer.
Thank you.
Spencer Vick and Bad Brown, Mookie Hawkins, Waffle Sports 1080. How's it going, big guy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great, man. So just tell us, how excited are you to learn at the next level? And what was your reaction when you saw that state-of-the-art work facility?
I'm super excited to get back in the building. And a thing that I kind of have going for me that other guys that play in the fall do is they were around football for like a whole year as regular to them. So I've been removed for a while. So getting back in the building, talking football, working out, doing all the ins and outs of the building, I'm looking forward to it. And the Bills have a great, great facility. And I love how everything's just right there, like a stadium right here and training facility and meetings are right here. So I just love that it's all on one campus.
Perfect. So what are some of the things that you're trying to discover about yourself during rookie minicamp?
I'm just trying to go out there and learn pretty much. I think the big thing is just digesting the playbook and then being around the players again and building relationships with them. Like I said, Jack and Tom and I all met at the airport. We've been pretty much close since then. I think it's like an O-line thing. You can throw random people that played a line together and they'll mesh right away. So I'm getting to know them more as well as my other teammates and just going out there and playing again. So I'm looking forward to.
Absolutely. Now, I know you won't be jumping to no tables no time soon, but what was the rush like on draft day going through that table?
It was pretty intense. There was a lot of emotions flowing there. I went from almost having a heart attack seeing Buffalo come across my phone to crying for a few minutes. Then my family went crazy, and then I sat there, and then the pick came in, they announced it, and I just kind of did like a Ricky Bobby. I didn't know what I was supposed to do with my hands. I didn't know how I was supposed to react, and then my older brother kind of peer pressured me into that setup. It's like, I already got it set up. You got to do it for the mafia. And I'm like, all right, I got to do it. And I got up there, just drug the chair out there, and I broke it, I guess.